Good morning, Wheaton Hall Church. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I hope I find you well today. Welcoming you to our service for today, in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you with thanksgiving, thanking you for your protection to us. Thank you for the good life you are giving to us every day. Thanking you for your providence by giving us all the supplies of the day. We thank you, Father, for your love as our Creator. May you bless the message for today. Brothers and sisters, you've heard the reading of the scriptures in the book of the Psalmist 23, verses 1 to 6, and in the book of John, in the Gospels, chapter 10, verses 11 to 16. It is all about shepherding. It is all about care. It is all about love. It is all about sacrifice. It is all about the victory. My beloved brothers and sisters, where we have heard the reading in chapter 23, you see David, the king, his sufferings when he was in the wilderness, when he was being sought for by King Saul, who wanted to kill him. That's when he wrote this psalm, I suppose. Because he speaks about the green pastures. He speaks about the still waters. I know where he was were big rivers, deep with clean water. Where he was were mountains. Between the mountains were big rivers and valleys which had green pastures. Other people were keeping their sheep, their cattle, their animals around there, like goats. There were people who were shepherding those animals there, and David was meeting with them. There were so many animals like lions, hyenas, wolves, all these were going after these animals. But the shepherds were working hard to see that the lives of these animals were safe. David came to their rescue as well when he lived in the bush with a couple of hundreds of men, fleeing from the hand of Saul, who wanted to kill him, and Saul was really hunting him. He was sleeping also in the wilderness, searching for David. Remember, David escaped twice. When Saul was near him, but you see that Saul fell asleep, and David could speak to the commanders who were protecting Saul to say, why can't you protect the king properly? Why? Because David had grabbed the spear of Saul, as such that Saul was at the mess of David. If David wanted to kill, if David had that revenge spirit, if David had that hostility spirit, he would have killed Saul in the bush twice, catching him unprepared in such a way that he could have killed him. David was the son of God. David was a man after God. He had a godly spirit. He is known as a messianic person or a prophet who wrote the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms are mostly messianic. And because most of the things which were written by David in the book of Psalms, you find them getting fulfilled in the New Testament, meaning that he was like a Christ. He was a type of Christ, David. But David was inspired by the Spirit when he wrote Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He was in the bush. There were no shops where to get food from, but he lived. He lived on. He was in the bush. There was water. There were wild fruits. And there were these shepherds who were providing food to David and his soldiers. David was inspired to write this psalm saying that, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." He didn't want food because he had enough food. He didn't want water because there was enough water, free of charge. He didn't want much protection because God protected him. Instead, he was a dangerous to soul because God was giving him chance to finish off with Saul there, but he had a forgiving spirit and he honored the person whom he thought was anointed by God to be king. Therefore, he didn't want to put his hand on top of Saul to kill him. He loved his Saul because he knew that Saul was anointed by the king. Although his time was expiring, David became patient for Saul until Saul died on his own. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is my shepherd. Do you believe that? I think after this whole storm of COVID, you can realize that the Lord is your shepherd. Maybe you didn't pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for you, according to Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. He prays for us if we cannot pray. So you can wonder how you survived this COVID storm. It's because the Lord is with you. If you had a sense of David, David had no Bible like us. When we have problems, we turn to the Bible and read. Then the Bible will come to comfort us, will come to strengthen us. What about David? David was a direct spirit from God that was inspiring him each time because he had nowhere to read. But instead, he wrote all those psalms. Because of his experience and because of him working with the Lord, you find that he had the power to write all those scriptures which are inspiring us today. The fact of God's shepherd like care was the end of dissatisfaction need. That's what David thought. So he said, "I shall not want." He, both as a declaration, he declared it, and as a decision, he decided, "I shall not want." "I shall not want" means I decide to not desire more than what the Lord, my shepherd, gives. Number one. Number two, "I shall not want" means all my needs are supplied by the Lord, my shepherd. Why so? If you go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 26, if I am correct, "Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what he shall put on, is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more better than they? This is the question which Jesus Christ is putting here in fulfillment of what David said in Psalm 23. Jesus himself is saying that what you get each day is enough. You don't have to worry much about what you're going to eat or where to live. So it's a fulfillment by Jesus Christ himself. That's why I said that David was a prophet. David was messianic. He was a type of Christ. So what he said there is being fulfilled here by Jesus himself. But what he is saying as well, you will find it in the book of Genesis, chapter 4. Remember, the first question God asked a man who was born by a woman, God said, and the Lord God said unto Cain, that is chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Please, I just want to draw your attention to this. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And Cain said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? You see, when God asks a question, the answer also is in a question. Question to question with God. This is a Cain. Am I my brother's keeper? Then God says that, what have you done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. God is not saying the voice of thy brother, but he says, the voice of thy brother's blood crieth from the ground. Telling Cain that your brother is his body is right in the ground, your brother's blood is right in the ground, but I can hear a voice crying. Remember, he was dead, but God was hearing a crying voice. What I'm after here is a question, where is thy brother? And the answer, I am not my brother's keeper. God is telling that we have to be our brother's keepers. That's what he expected us to. That's what he expected Cain to do, to be his brother's keeper, rather than his killer, his murderer. As we live today here in Willenhall and around, we might be our brother's keepers, one way or another, but God expects us to be our brothers keep us fully. But we will find ourselves being our brothers killers, being our brothers haters, being our brothers murderers. One way or another, this you can just think about it. Think on your own how you are dealing with your brother. Who is your brother? Anyone living in these streets? Anyone who is your neighbor, anyone you go to school with, anyone you go to work with, is your brother or sister. How do you behave to him? How is your behavior? Are you the killer or the keeper? God himself is a good example, which was seen by David. And David declared and decided, and he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you go further in this chapter, You will hear that God sets a dinner before my enemies, meaning that David was enjoying to eat food. Regardless, Saul and his soldiers were hunting him around those mountains. There were sheep, there were goats, there were everything, water. So David was enjoying himself there because God was caring for him. Now, do you believe that God cares for you? So many of us here, we are not working. And you find that God is providing everything to us. Many of us, maybe you're not getting some benefits, but you find that you are alive like anyone else. Like those who are earning a lot of money, but you look the same in the street. Maybe you look better. You are much better because you have an innocent sense, and you have a spirit which is guiltless, and you feel you are at peace than those who have a lot of money which they don't know who that man came from. God is protecting us. God is giving us everything. So I agree with the words of David, who had all these things to say. Jesus also fulfilled what David said. If you go to John chapter 10, verses 11 to 16, Jesus says that I am the good shepherd. He declares it. He tells the reasons why he is a good shepherd. He says the hireling will run away when they see the enemy coming to destroy the sheep. He says he is a good shepherd who is willing to bring more sheep into the crowd. If you are a brother's keeper, what are you expected to do with your brother? You are expected to bring your brother home. You are expected to win souls. You are expected to do good to them so that they see God in you. You are expected to feed them. If you are a brother's keeper, you are like a shepherd. If you go back to see how the work of a shepherd was like, go to David, because David himself was a shepherd before he became a king. So he was telling a good, true story which he knew, the behavior of a shepherd, qualifications of a shepherd, and how he kept his sheep, how he kept his cattle, and all those things. You remember one day he fought against a wolves, whether it was a lion or a bear. He killed the bear to safeguard his sheep, to defend the sheep, to protect the sheep. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, to protect us, to defend us. Jesus Christ is a good shepherd. So good that he prepares a dinner before our enemies. We are eating today. We are wearing clothes today. We are at peace. We are at cheer. Because God is our shepherd. Had it not been for God, this storm would have taken us. Now, most of our friends are really grieving because they lost many relatives through this terrible enemy, which is COVID-19. But God kept us safe. We are safe even today. Why can't you praise God for this, like David? Why can't you shout, "The Lord is my shepherd"? Why can't we declare all his dealings with us? Why can't we praise God for all these things he has done? You find that your relative was saved from a terrible sickness. He's alive. Have you shouted praise to God that God has really given life to your loved ones? I do like David. Brothers and sisters, let's take our time to meditate and read the Bible and go further to history to find out how our elders lived, how they were close to God, why God protected them from these dangerous circumstances. God is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Therefore, we should believe in him. We should be closer to him. My title today was, Where is your brother's keeper? God is our keeper. God is our shepherd. God loves us. Jesus Christ died for our sins. Jesus Christ feeds us. As he said, that we should not worry about what we're going to eat or how we're going to dress up about and how we're going to live. We should live at ease because God is with us. May God bless you to be aware of the presence of God before you, before your family, and before everything. See how he loves you, how he feeds you in front of your enemies. Oh, God is wonderful. May God bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen.